a family-owned restaurant serving the highest quality of beef and seafood for over 26 years, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, 822-3637, 822-3637, or online at surfandsirloin.com.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
Get ready for SEC football. Saturdays in Columbia, Missouri will look different than ever before. Your support during this time is needed now more than ever. A Southeastern Conference-only schedule. It's the cream of the crop. It's SEC football at Faurot Field. To support your Tigers, contact the Tiger Scholarship Fund. Call 1-800-CAT-PAWS or visit tsfmizzou.com. M-I-Z.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. They are proud to announce their 2020 Train Special, the same system they're installing in my home. This state-of-the-art system includes a 16 SEER rated air conditioner and a variable speed furnace to remove humidity, balance out temperature differences, and make your home more comfortable. Available with financing terms you can't beat. For more information, contact the official HVAC company of the morning after, Design Air Heating and Cooling, at designair.net.
Mom, what do you always say?
There's nothing sadder than jewelry that sits in a drawer.
That's why we are proud to offer jewelry repair on-site at Neusetter's Fine Jewelry. We know that your jewelry is important to you, and we take that part of our job very seriously. Visit us at Doherty Ferry in Big Bend or learn more at wowdiamonds.com.
Piggy's Restaurant has been a staple of the community for over 30 years and is serving your favorites for carryout and dine-in. Keeping you safe is just as important as serving the best food in St. Louis. So Biggie's will open with limited seating, including outdoor tables, no more than 8 to a table, and all 6 feet apart. Biggie's will be open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday, as well as Sundays, and 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Biggie's will be serving their full menu with all of your favorite daily specials.
Joe Russo Evans with FRA Trust here, and as a leading financial professional for almost 40 years, I want to help you take control of your financial future in this post-pandemic economy. If you have over $250,000 in a retirement account, or perhaps you've recently been furloughed and don't know what to do, my team at FRA Trust would love to help you learn how to turn a 401k retirement account into your own personal IRA. Don't delay. Call us today at 855-935-4214. That's 855-935-4214.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple, Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems, like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us, the All Things Basement Tea experts. Go online to woodsbasementsystems.com today. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
The Cam Jansen Show will be coming to you live from Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. And while you listen, it's a great time to saddle up at any of the 6 video game machines provided by J&J Ventures Gaming. Download their gaming app, find Top Shooters location, and then get your game on. With incredible specials, the best wait staff in the area, and me and the crew talking hockey. That's Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. 531 Old State Road, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, just off of 255. Top Shooters. Play here, win big.
You're not done. Halo business take care of. And after that, Dr. Doug Pernico. Doug, how you feel today?
We have someone on the phone.
Feeling good today?
I'm feeling really good.
I don't see anything on the screen that somebody's on the phone.
Oh, where'd it go?
Looks like we lost him.
Well, because I told Limey I'm going to do a bit of business, then we're going to bring you-know-who on. So let's do that business now. That's the business of Window World. I hope you heard what a huge success Friday night was. And 314, somewhere in that neighborhood, $314,000 raised for Action for Autism. And that's where every penny of it went. So way to go, Window World. And a thank you to everybody who helped make that happen, because it makes us look good. Because I quite frankly, I saw almost no representation from any other radio station there that night. I did run into Kevin Slayton. It was good to see him again. Other than that, nobody else seemed to really want to get into it too much. But we did, and I'm glad we did. Window World, as you know, makes the number one selling replacement window in the United States. It is a vinyl double-hung window. It has a lifetime warranty that covers everything. It has the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. It is extremely reasonably priced, and it is put in by their people. They don't get subcontractors. It's Window World installers, because you might have the greatest window in the world, but if it's not installed right, it's kind of like the people that don't put in they don't put siding on correctly. It can be good siding, but if it's put on and not put on properly, it's not going to work. It's going to crack and leak and separate, and the same with windows. It's their people. They take out the old, they put in the new. They don't leave a mess. That's the only way they know how to do it. It's an extremely impressive company, not just the product, but the people behind it. So when the time comes that you need to replace your windows, please, please include Window World, and of course tell them you're AM in the PM. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com if you want to know more. And I know that many of you also, lots of you on a regular basis, tell this next guy you're AM in the PM. Strike up the band.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call.
Every Wednesday, before Dr. Doug comes on, we check in with John Londoff, and we just hope that John will leave at least 15 minutes for Dr. Doug to do his one-hour segment. Ladies and gentlemen, our favorite car dealer, John Londoff. How are you, John?
How are you?
I'm terrific. I feel really good today. I'm in a good mood today. The weather is fantastic. And
did
I just
get some?
It is beautiful.
You get some what? Dan always asks me that. He says, did you get some? But he never says some what.
Cheese.
So I don't know what you're talking
cheese.
About.
Yeah.
Not cheese, rat boy.
Some WAP.
John, I don't know what you said, because here's what it sounded like.
Is this any better?
That's a lot better. Thank you. That's much
better. All right.
Better.
Well, having a little problem with the cell phone today, but that's okay. You know,
well, it happens.
It gets a lot of use. It gets a lot of use, but you know, you sound good. You sound better today than Monday. I don't know what it is.
Well, I don't either. I'm in a good mood, and I've said this before. Sometimes you don't even know why you're in a good mood or why you're in a really, really bad mood. Nothing really has changed that much. It's just, I don't know.
You should be in a good mood all the time. I mean, it's
why is that?
Because you're just a good-looking guy.
No, right? No, I'm not. Why beautiful else should family. I be in a good mood?
You got a beautiful family.
I do. That's
gorgeous
true.
Wife.
That's true.
Yeah.
I do.
Beautiful family. Mm-hmm. And you got a great radio show.
Yes, we do. Thank you. You're right.
You got some unbelievable sponsors. I mean,
well, you're right. Window World, Dallas Dental Care, Complete Auto Body, First Community. You're right. A lot of good sponsors. Oh, and you.
You kind of forgot that one. That's okay. That's okay. You know, with those good looks, sometimes a slip of memory also is incurred. So,
hey, I want to ask you a question.
In
case you weren't listening earlier, Dr. Doug got a ticket. Was it today you got a ticket?
Friday
he got a ticket because his windows were too dark. And, I mean, he had the left and right front windows, the driver and the passenger, really, really dark, way too dark, and he got a ticket. And very few people I know get tickets for that. Do you know the scale and the numbers of tint for windows? I'm going to guess you probably don't, because you don't need to.
No, I don't.
You got people for that.
I think sometimes you ask me these questions to embarrass me.
I do.
I really do.
No, I do.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
You know,
I do.
You ask questions. You ask, like, you know, a guy that owns
absolutely,
you know, dealerships, and you're going to ask him, so what is the tint of the window that is allowable and not allowed? I don't know.
You're right.
I've got some great people that know that. Okay.
I know they do.
Good people. So, you know, maybe we'll get them on the show next time. You can ask them that. Great question.
Do you tint your windows in the car you drive?
No, because then at nighttime, like especially in the winter when it's, you know, pitch dark at 4:35 o'clock,
right,
you can't see. You cannot see.
Well, you can if you don't go crazy with it and make it too dark. You can.
I would much rather be safe than sorry. And by the way, these Chevrolets already have tinted glass. So they already have great glass that's tinted.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know why you would need to add additional tint.
Well, I'll tell you why. Two reasons.
You don't want people looking at you.
Well, that's one is the cool factor. The car looks cooler with the glass tinted, more of kind of a gangster look. Two, if your wife or your daughter or girlfriend is really good looking, you don't want people looking at them and gawking at them, and they can't see them as well and see inside the car or what you have in the car. And three, when it's hot, it does make a difference when you get in as to how hot the car gets when it's sitting parked in the sun.
And four.
So you
hold on, Dr. Doug has the fourth reason. What is it, Doug?
And in fact, if the girl in your car shouldn't be in your car, then you want to keep her.
Oh, you know what? That's a good one. If you're running right around with your girlfriend, you don't want your wife's friends to see her.
Exactly.
That's a good one.
Or if you got a girl that's tied up, you want to put her in the back seat. You want people looking into the window.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Another good one. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of good reasons.
Great points.
Yeah, this is not what that kind of went on my segment, but that's okay.
I mean, you know,
it's your show. It's your show.
It is.
I have no control.
Well, if you're a thief, you can hide the merchandise in the back seat, too. Nobody would see that the stolen items are in your car.
True. Limer, you're a Malibu windows tinted?
Yeah, they are, and they are legally tinted if everybody's asking.
And it looks cooler.
It does. It looks a lot cooler.
Yeah. It just changes the look. So you can't do it because it's a demo, and then the person that buys it might not want the tinting. I get that.
Man, you get it all. You know, you are on a roll today. You are on fire.
I feel like I could do something great today. I don't know what it is, but I just feel like I could.
You're doing it right now. You're having the opportunity to talk to me.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh man, we're having a great day at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Another great day at Johnny Londoff Autoplex. So, you know, this week we make transportation dreams come true. And the AM and the PM crowd helps tremendously. And, you know, I was listening yesterday. We listen a lot. We listen often.
Yeah.
And though I'm not on Tuesdays, the spot you did for me, I got to tell you, buddy, it was unbelievable.
I don't remember.
I really appreciate it. No, you were just talking from the heart. You know, talking from the heart.
You need to back away from the phone. You need just a little bit away from the phone because Limey's giving me signals, and I know what he's saying. A little too close. So just
way to throw me into the bus.
Well, you're the, you know, technical person. You're the engineer here. So if you just
here I am. I'm giving you a compliment.
See, that's better.
and then you want to just.
I don't like compliments, so I'm going to cut you off and say something to criticize you because I don't like being complimented. Never have. But thank
really?
You. Yeah, I don't.
All right.
But thank you.
All right, well, then I won't compliment you.
On a day like today, here's my suggestion for you on a day like today. On a day like today with this weather, Kitty should be out there. Kitty Harrison should be out there firing up that barbecue grill with bratwurst and hamburgers today.
Yeah, well,
the perfect
we'll
day.
Talk about that. Thanks, yeah. It's a little late for that, but you know what?
Well, give it some thought.
We've sold a lot of vehicles at both locations, and service is on fire. Service is very, very, very busy. Please, AM and the PM, be patient. If you need some help, you know, just email me at lawnduffjr@lawnduff.com, like many of you do.
Did you just have a bowel movement? It sounded like you're just like, what? Yeah. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
You're not like LBJ, the president who did interviews on the toilet. You don't do that.
No.
Okay.
No.
Good.
Great question. Another great question.
Here's another great question. What are you selling the most of right now? What are most people coming in there to look at? Which vehicle?
Silverado pickup truck.
I knew it. I knew it.
The Chevy Trax, the Chevy Equinox, and Malibus, you know, just about everything, really. I'd like to say the Tahoes, but we're about out of Tahoes. But we're going to get more in. And then, you know what, on LawnDog.com, on our website, we have vehicles. They're inbound. So you can still buy a vehicle inbound, put a deposit down. If it's not what you want, don't worry. If it's a 2021 Tahoe, if it's not what you thought it was, we'll sell it to someone else, because those new Tahoes are unbelievable. They really are.
Yeah, I went on YouTube and I looked at a whole tutorial on it. It's very impressive.
Tutorial, that's a big word for you.
It's a big word for somebody with just a high school diploma. I agree.
No, it's a big word. I'm kidding. It's not a big word for you, because you are an extremely intelligent individual. You really are. It's an unbelievable radio show, and you help sell a lot of cars, trucks, SUVs for me and the team at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet in Florissant and Johnny Londoff Auto Parts in St. Peter. So I'll give you his phone number, because I know Dr. Doug, I can hear him.
All right, I want you to do me a favor. I want you, when you have time, to go to the app, pull up the podcast of this day, this hour, and this segment, and I want you to hear what I'm talking about with the phone, and you'll probably text me and go, man, thank you so much. I didn't realize that, because my goal is for you to sound great. That's all it is.
Yeah, I probably won't text you.
You probably won't even listen. You won't even listen to it.
314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at LawnDoff.com. And that's all I got for you, buddy.
Well, that's enough. That's all we need. And we're going to send you a lot of business, because people like to get out, especially now. And if they're going to go anywhere, we want them to come see you. So get ready. They're on the way.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, John. Bye-bye.
Bye, John.
Now, see, he doesn't like it when I say, what are you doing? The phone's up. But it's true. We're right. If he would just go listen, I hope he does, he'll see what we're talking about. Like your parents say before they spank you, it's for your own good. Doing this for your own good.
He blamed it on usage. I mean, does using a phone make it deteriorate?
No.
I didn't think so.
That's technique. That's how he's holding it, or where he is, or something. It's tough love.
Yeah.
Tough love. Mm-hmm. I believe it's time for Dr. Doug's music.
We have calls for you already.
Oh, my God. All right.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Which one? The one with the waggly tail. It is time to check in with your pet's best friend, the official veterinarian of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon, one of the few people that I know who has now been ticketed for tinted windows that were dangerously dark. That'll teach him. When are you going to get the tent stripped off? Never.
I don't know.
You won't. How long did you go and get away with it the way they are?
About 2 months.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you better get rid of it. You're not going to go very long. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Window World. We love Window World, and you will, too, once you see what they do, how they do it, and how wonderful their products are. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Let's make it official. Here he is, courtesy of Window World, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how's everybody today?
Doc, I think we all feel good today, and the weather has to have something to do with it.
Oh, my God, it's beautiful, and I am A.M. in the
morning. Well, we know that. What is your t-shirt? TuneSpeak.
That's my kid's
company. Is that
your boy's?
That's their company?
Yeah.
Wow, they have t-shirts and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you already have a couple of calls. Let me give the number. There's one line open, ladies and gentlemen, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. If you've never called before, don't be shy. We love callers. So give us a call. Let's start with John, I guess. Yeah, John, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how are you?
Good, John. How about you?
I am well.
Great.
Hey, gang, how you doing?
Good, John.
What's up, John?
Great.
Good. Hey, I won't keep you on long, Dr. Doug, but I have a dog that she is an 11-year-old lab.
Mm-hmm.
Recently been dealing with some severe GI issues, and the vet believes that she has colitis.
Mm-hmm.
Is it typical to continue feeding them or when they have these episodes, flare-ups, I guess you might say.
So typically,
like, or is there any period of time to withhold food in order to give the bowels a time to relax or recover, I guess?
Yeah, I've always been told that the bowel lining takes about up to 72 hours to heal. Well, it's a pretty fast heal, actually, because it's so well supported by blood supply. So if you have an episode, and I don't know how they diagnosed it, but it could be irritable bowel disease or colitis. They're different, but they can affect similar parts of the bowel. And diet management is really important. They should be directing you into some kind of like low sensitivity, simple diet for GI, gastrointestinal. And if you have an acute episode, I usually suggest fast for about 18 hours or so, and then start to introduce small feedings frequently. And over the next couple days, get back into your normal routine with the normal diet. And a lot of people will use something like, if this is happening more and more frequently, you can use a product like ID Low Fat or something. There's a number of products.
ID Low Fat.
ID, that's just what you were thinking. Recommend. And that can actually sustain them. So if that's a diet that's good for you, or another one your vet wants to suggest, you can leave the animal on those diets and not have to worry about changing out. And you also want to avoid any kind of, you know, treats or anything. If you want to give the dog a treat, give him whatever food you're on as its treat. And that'll be a lot safer than introducing new things.
Doctor, what is your favorite, if you had to just name one dog treat? What is the one that you would say? I guess it depends on the dog. They're like people. They don't all like the same thing.
Exactly. That's why I don't really encourage treats. I mean, a lot of people... There's lots of products. Like Greenies are real popular. There's a lot of other ones that are...
That's like a pot product.
Those little
put some greenies
sticks
in those brownies.
Good point.
You're talking about dingo sticks and stuff like that, too.
Yeah. A lot of those products have chemicals on them, too, so you want to be careful what you're giving.
Yes,
so,
Tim.
If you break it down, I have two dogs. I buy them treats, bones. I buy them like the chicken wrap bones, the white bones with like
I've seen
chicken strip going all around it.
That sounds good. I am
now, let me tell you something.
Hungry.
Price per pound, if you break that down as to how much actual meat is on that stick and break it down and then what those bones cost, it's the most expensive meat in any grocery store.
Wow.
I bet.
It's like $80 a pound.
Mm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Unbelievable.
You must love your dogs.
So I would say, back to your original question, so I like to hold them off with some food when they're having an acute incident. And some vets will also introduce a drug like Flagyl, which is good for...
That's the one I was going to
make. And that's used commonly. And I would...
She got a shot.
Okay.
And then we are giving her Flagyl every 12 hours.
Right.
But she told us to continue feeding her either noodles and just a small amount of chicken. You know, we're talking a quarter of a cup three times a day.
Yeah.
When I say the episode is acute, it's explosive is what it is.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, so I mean
explosive.
It's just my opinion versus hers, and there's more than one way to do these things, but I don't like to introduce anything that first 18 to 24 hours, just because that bowel is pretty raw. And
see, that's my opinion.
Yeah, but, I mean, again, that's
I'm
just
really
my opinion
surprised.
As well. Well, you know, like I said, she may have had success. So in her experience, that works. And, you know, she's your vet, so I would put trust into her. And if you don't see improvement, then you have a good reason
to...
You
would thrust into her.
I would love to thrust into her.
Oh, I can't. It's COVID right now. I can't.
Oh, that's right. You can't have sex with your vet because of COVID.
What do you mean? There's materials you can cover yourself with.
There are.
It's inside.
Anyway, oops, sorry.
Anyway, he did it.
Yeah, he did.
That's how I would handle it. I would talk to her and say I'm a little concerned, or just do it on your own, you know, and just say, look, I'm going to hold off for 18, 24 hours and start to reintroduce food, and that's not wrong.
It's violent.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't feed the first period, okay? Yeah. And you want to make sure, again, no extra table scraps or treats.
Absolutely not. No.
Those
no,
are the kind of things that stimulate an episode.
We know better than that. Okay. I will let other people call, and thank you very much.
John, thank you.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. All right. If you've ever asked yourself the question, where's Waldo? Well, he's here. He's on the phone, actually. And we're going to talk to him after I give the numbers again. We have two lines open. So you have a pet. You care about your pet. You have a question. Here's your chance. Good free advice. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Waldo, welcome to 590 The Fan. What do you have for Dr. Doug?
Dr. Doug.
Hey, Waldo.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay. I'm AM and the PM.
Always good to hear.
I talked to you a couple weeks ago about my little dog. She had a nail that was a problem, and I did have her toe removed. She's doing well.
Good.
But I noticed on her belly, by her back left leg on her belly, there's a pretty good-sized lump there. And I was wondering if you'd give me some advice on should I take her. Is it an oncologist? Is that a cancer doctor?
Yes, but you want to make sure that it has to go through that. So you might just go to your regular vet first, because if it's a little fatty tumor or lipoma or something goofy like that, you probably don't need to go to a specialist, right?
So,
that'll save you money, and it might resolve the whole problem. And,
okay, it's a pretty good-sized lump, and it looks like there's a little one next to it. I don't know. So yeah. Just take her to a regular vet, huh?
Yeah, definitely, because you could pull out those lipomas if that's what it is.
I think a lipoma is what I was going to say.
Yeah, and then two weeks later, you might have another one. So,
this is the world of me, too.
Well, you know, I was thinking if it's cancer, I'd just put some lead in her ear and be done with it. You know what I mean?
Oh, come on.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Okay. See, I used to. Did you know Olovich? God.
Sure.
Dr. Olovich?
Sure. Rock Boy, is he?
Right. He was terrific. He looked over our dogs for years, but he retired, and I guess he wasn't real healthy, and he sold the business so that, you know, I still go there. But he was really good. You know, he wouldn't charge you for certain things, and he's just a good guy, you know. A nice Yiddish boy.
Yes, I knew that.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned it. I have a great Jewish joke today.
Go for it.
Told to be my former boss years ago was Jewish. So if you like the Yiddish stuff, Walter, you'll love the joke today.
Okay. Also, real quick, years ago I got a ticket on Eureka. State trooper pretended glass on a Trans Am I was driving. I just bought it. I was a wholesaler. And I told him, and he still gave me a ticket.
Well, you couldn't help yourself. A Trans Am back then, you needed tinted windows. It screams, tint me. So I'm sorry he didn't understand that.
No, and I explained that to him. He didn't care.
Nah, well, sometimes you get those guys. Well, Waldo, thank you for the call.
Oh, and I thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Right. Okay, be
talk
good.
To you soon.
Okay.
Again, I hope. Steve, numbers, 314-821-0590. 855-282-8255. Steve, you're next. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Steve. How about you?
I'm fine. I'm AM and PM.
What do you have, Steve?
I got a question about my dog. I love my dog.
Steve, is your radio on or something in the background? Is something on back there?
Yeah, let me turn that down. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's my first call here.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. I got a dog, and it was my daughter's dog, and she decided she didn't want it, and I took it over, and he's got a lot better home here than he did there. But, I mean, every day when I go to work, you know, he knows as soon as I get in the shower, start making coffee. He just, you know, I let him outside. He comes back in. As soon as I let him back in, he hangs his head. You know, I mean, he's
sad.
He's
sad to see you go. Right?
And I feel so bad. So I was going to give him away. And this guy I know knew this girl. And I said, you can have my dog. And he told me, absolutely not. She's not going to be as good a dad as you are to this dog. And so I kept the dog. I mean, He don't pout as much anymore, but I mean, I just don't know whether I should keep the dog or not. I mean, I love him; he's my best friend, but I think he needs another dog, or he needs something, because I hate leaving him alone.
Well, Steve, here's my suggestion. When you go to leave for work, your dog gets sad. Quit your job. I think quit your job and just stay with your dog. That's what I do.
That's what I'm thinking about doing. I'm not serious, but I mean.
What about the idea of another dog? I mean, well, when he's gone, he'll have another dog there.
Right. Does he do any damage? I mean, when you're gone, anxiety or anything like that?
He don't do no damage.
Well, I'm sure he'd rather be.
I really don't want two dogs, but I mean.
You know, the exact same thing happened to me. I was a one dog owner for about 2 years, and it started to weigh on me that I was leaving him alone too much.
Yeah.
So I went and got a second dog. And guess what? I mean, and they get along great, but guess what? When I leave the house and I have cameras in my house, they're not even in the same room together. One's not in the backyard, the other one's on my bed, or one's slurring up the front window, the other one's taking a nap. They don't even spend any time with each other.
You know what I would do? I would just spend a lot of quality time when you are home. And just
but that'll make it even worse.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it'll be okay. Or, you know, run them for 10 miles before work starts and then leave them in there. You'll be pooped. So
they get jealous, though. When you go from a one-dog house to a two-dog house, that first dog gets jealous when you pet that second dog.
Oh, I've seen that.
I mean, it's what are you doing to me?
I've seen that. Steve, I'm a suggestion for you. Steve, whatever you're doing, you need to turn back to the phone, because here's what's happening. You're talking, and then you come back again. So I'll just ask you to, whatever that is, just stay with us and stay on the close to the phone.
I'm just saying that.
There you go.
I just don't like to see that. I don't like to see that look on my dog's face every morning when I leave. And I was listening to your show, or a Saturday show, and they said, I shouldn't make a big deal when I leave. I shouldn't kiss him goodbye. I shouldn't say I'll be right back.
I'll
be a while.
We
disagree.
We do that to our dog, and he gives us that look like, where are you going? But when we come back, is he really happy when you come back?
Oh, he goes crazy.
You almost said APSH.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the deal.
I didn't say it.
Here's the deal, Steve. I would be thrilled that he's so glad to see you when you come home and concentrate more on that than it's just normal.
That's what ours does.
Yeah. It don't hurt your feelings when you leave and you see him just lay his head down on his paws.
Yeah.
He knows when I get in the shower, he knows where I'm going, and he knows he's going to be alone all day.
Well, Steve, we got to wrap this up, but I don't think that's a bad thing, what you got going there. It's typical.
Give him a little treat when you leave or something.
Yeah, give him some interesting toy.
I didn't bug you guys.
You're not bugging us. This is what we're doing. We take calls.
Give him a treat when you leave, just to kind of...
I do. I give you a treat every day. I give you a treat when I get home.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Be glad he likes it when you come home. He's glad to see you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. All right. All the lines are open. All of them. I know. 314-821-0590-855-282-8255. Now, see, when I reminded people they're open, here come the calls. Dan's taking the first one right now. He's going to put a name on the screen, and then I will turn this person right over to Dr. Doug. 314-821-what?
Thank you.
314-821-0590. Now, that person bailed on us. 855-282-8255. I'm not sure I understand why, Steve, though, that was a problem, that the dog is sorry.
He's just feeling guilty.
I got a question
for the doc.
Okay, go ahead.
So I've got a dog. She's a German Shepherd, Golden Retriever mix, about 10, 11 years old now. Her left paw is starting to hurt her when she's walking. I noticed, earlier I threw the ball, and she caught it, and as she landed, she started limping after that. I've checked the paw. There's no, cuts. There's no breaks. She's not wimping or biting me or snapping at me.
No swelling.
Nothing like that. Okay. But I can tell that it's hurting her a little bit, so it's a little bit aching. Is there a dog painkiller or something that I can give her, something like that, to kind of just help ease it off or something like that if there is any swelling?
Of course, yeah. Your veterinarian can. There's a whole number of products that could be useful for that, and you just need to talk to them. And most vets have a number of different products in stock. So,
all right.
And you can actually combine anti-inflammatories, pain medications very often safely.
Okay. So you're cool. So this is something I got to go to the vet for. That's all I wanted to know.
Maybe not.
All
right. Do they have like over the counter painkillers for dogs, like they do for people
and stuff like that?
Yeah, they are developing more of those. There's one that is formed out of the eggshell membrane. Yeah. That they use it in humans too. But that eggshell membrane has tremendous qualities for anti-pain, anti-inflammation.
Really?
Wow. Yep.
So we should eat more eggs, I guess.
Yeah, if you have problems like that.
And to get that membrane, if we ate an egg, should you not cook it?
High boil, I guess, and then peel off the
shell.
Yeah,
you just peel it out. You know how you crack an egg sometimes and you see that little thin... That's it.
It's like a little skin film.
So they actually make products from that directly.
Okay.
You know what I want to know? What is that when you crack an egg? And let's say you're going to fry it. What is that little white sperm looking thing in there? What is that? That little piece of white looks like sperm. What is that?
I think do you mean like the unused umbilical cord or whatever? Is this like,
I don't know,
like
what a little,
he's talking about pre-umbilical cord.
Oh, right. On.
Yeah.
You crack an egg.
Yeah, and there's sometimes every now and again there's a little thing in there.
No, every time there's every this time? White little tail.
I should
on
know
it.
That, and I don't, but it's obviously some part of the anatomy related to the egg production.
Right. I've never had anybody tell me what that is.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's just a little white blob.
Yeah. There's great videos on YouTube of sped up an egg being laid until it develops into the actual chicken breaking out. Mm. And what you see, the whites, everybody's like, oh, give me the egg whites. I just want an egg white on it.
Right.
The whites are actually the organs of the chicken. Uh-huh. They as they move inward, and that's what
you're eating chicken guts. When
chicken liver. I'm just saying that the whites are what turns into the heart and the liver and the kidney and everything inside the chicken.
But when you break an egg, the egg white is clear. Mm-hmm. Okay, and there's that white snow white sperm looking thing. That's what I want to know what that is.
I'll find out for next week. I promise.
I don't. It's edible, obviously, and if you just scramble it up in the eggs, it's gone. I just always wondered what it was.
Probably
now
we
got
a pecker.
I'm sorry?
Probably the pecker, you know, the beak.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now now we have a full phones here. Everybody's calling. So let's go to Sherry, I think is first. Sherry, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. And I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Sherry.
How are you, Sherry? What can I do for you?
I am wonderful. I just wanted to respond to the caller that wanted to get rid of the dog he loved because he hated leaving him or got sad when he left for work.
Uh-huh.
My dogs can't wait for me to go to work, and they hate the weekends, but they love me. I give them a car. It's a toy or chew thing, and you fill it with treats. You can put peanut butter in it. You can put squeezed cheese in it. But I just want to let him know, if he gets him that dog going on a car, that dog will be happy when he leaves. So just a suggestion.
Okay. All right, Sherry.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Do you think Sherry and Steve are related?
Why would you say that?
No. They kind of have the same demeanor.
Mm. You're gonna think of yourself as an idiot when I tell you how simple the answer is to your question.
Okay, what's the
white? It's that piece of white in there is called albumin, and albumin, and it's caused because the ovumucin fibers are still very firm. Everybody knows.
I should have known that.
Everybody knows that.
Ovumucin. Yeah. Why didn't I think of that?
Stupid, man. You're an idiot.
No, I still have no idea what it is after you just said that.
Albumin.
My mother used to pick that out. She would pull that little white thing out of there, and I'll tell you why. I'm convinced she thought it was sperm, and to her, sperm was a disgusting
thing. The devil.
Yeah, and I think that's why she just lifted it out of there with a spoon, just cut it right out of there. I'm serious. Every egg, she would not leave that in there.
You know, my grandparents, when they got older, they slept in the same room, but the beds were on different sides of the room.
Right.
Were your parents like that?
No, I think they slept in the same bed. I don't think they did for the last 40 years, but they slept in the same... I'm serious. They slept in the same bed. You know, when my dad died, he was like 91, and my brother was just cleaning things out, and in the dresser found a pack of condoms.
Wow.
And I said, well, I guarantee you they've been sitting there for 40 years. They just got buried somehow in there. There's no way.
Or...
No. 91? No.
Was he a widower, or did your mom...
No, she died. Yeah. She died first.
Oh.
So, maybe...
I had some strange hop on by.
I wish good for him.
Maybe his nurse You know?
Well, I'd like to think so. That would have been great. Let's go to, what is it, Tom? Is Tom next? Hey, Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I am good. How are you guys?
We're terrific. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I am good. Hey, I know you guys have probably talked about this before, but I've got a mixed breed dog, and she's probably 14 or so, and she, her back hips are starting to thin and everything else. Is there anything that you can buy that, you know, will help the joints as far as her back hips?
Yeah.
Because I noticed she's having trouble jumping at times.
And how old's the dog?
14.
Yeah, that's
it's about...
That's real common. That's What can he do?
Well, you can try. Now, you should really have your vet assess if it's the back or the hips. And certain breed dogs and bigger dogs, they get arthritis throughout their spine. And that could be causing problems.
I'm listening to reggae music.
I'm trying to watch a highlight. And even though I have the volume off on my phone, I have the ringer turned down, right? It plays an ad before it lets me watch what I wanted to see, and it overrides the fact that I have it turned down.
Wow, how unprofessional!
It was a Starbucks commercial.
Yeah, it's part.
I've never done that. Have you, Lime? You've never had your phone?
Never.
No,
never once.
Dan, I don't think you have either.
I think Tim wants my signal.
Nope.
No. So, what were you saying to Tom here about joint back leg pain?
Oh yeah. So, and then the loss of muscle mass becomes evident because they're not using their legs as much because of pain. So, yeah, there are a number of products that can be used, some that are injectable, some that are oral, and you can even get some devices that could be useful on the spine and the back, just like they do in humans, you know, like at the chiropractors. Some of those technologies are now available in veterinary medicine. So lots of options, lots of products available. Let your vet take a look. And at 14 years of age, mixed breed, you're doing really well. We just want to keep the dog comfortable.
Right. Yeah, and that's why I called, because, I mean, and she's not really limping around or anything like that. It's just I've noticed sometimes she'll go to jump on the step, jump up a couple steps, and she'll misjudge her time, you know, misjudge her distance. And it's just... Okay,
that's true.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thank you, Tom. Yeah, our dog, we're a big dog. It's tough to watch.
It is.
And there's really nothing. It's just, it's what it is. You just have to, they can't do that anymore.
Right.
Jump up in the back of the SUV when the tailgate, you can't do it anymore.
I had to buy steps.
No, they sell steps. They sell wraps.
Steps.
Because that's what you do. They're not going to all of a sudden, you know, be like they're 2 years old again.
But the day before I bought those steps.
Oh,
who's
man,
that?
I was trying to watch a video.
Oh, geez.
My
God.
Such
a jerk.
Oh, man. I was actually watching a video to add to the newscast, and you're just being a jackhole.
Yeah. That's our favorite word now, jackhole.
Yeah, I never heard that one.
What were you saying?
Well, my little guy, Scrappy, the Australian Terrier, I got this new king-size bed, and about the first month I had it, he'd sit there and look, and he'd kind of crouch down, and he'd jump up, and he'd claw, and he'd barely get on there.
Yeah.
And he made it about the first month, and after about a first month, about five times in a row, he would jump and claw, and then fall back on his back.
Yeah.
and I laughed, and then I thought, well, that's maybe not so funny if he's going to keep doing that, so I had to go. Then I bought the steps. But for one day, it was funny.
You bet. Who's next here? Betty? Yeah, Betty. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Betty, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Betty. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm old.
That's see, you, what happened there? You put the brakes on everything by doing that. You could have said, I'm terrific, Betty, and I love the name Betty. I'm old.
I'm fantastic now that I'm talking to you.
Something. Anything.
Can we try it again?
Let's try it again.
Hey, Betty, say hi to Dr. Doug. Go ahead, Betty.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Now, you're supposed to, Betty, have to say, how are you?
How are you, Dr. Doug?
Great. How's Barney?
And he's old, too.
How's Barney?
Oh
my goodness. Betty, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's your problem? Let's just get right to it.
My problem is I have a Jack Russell Terrier who's like around 12, and she eats grass and gets sick.
Not marijuana. Regular heroin.
No, not marijuana. Okay. No.
So usually there's a reason they're eating the grass. Sometimes they like to explore, but sometimes people will tell you that it kind of gives them an opportunity to kind of cleanse their system. Maybe it has some laxative effect.
We used to always be told as kids it means their stomach was upset.
Yeah, I mean, it could be lots of things, but I agree with Frank. I would say that what you should do is take Jack to the veterinarian and let him make sure you don't have some underlying problem that's getting worse, because 12 years old, getting up there, she's going to have problems potentially.
Okay.
So just don't ignore it. There might be a diet change that's required. There might be some medication that's required. A lot of options. But I wouldn't I just wouldn't sit on it. He may just turn around and say, well, that's fine. It's normal. And you can determine whether you agree with that or not. Okay?
Okay. Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
All right, Betty. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's see how much time we have. We can go to Vic. Vic, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm AM and the PM, actually.
Thank you, Vic. You're a fast talker.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I'm out walking, actually.
Okay.
Quick question for you on lipomas. I've got a 10-year-old dog, and she's got it's a fairly large lipoma on her breastbone area. And the vet has said it's a lipoma. And I've heard you talk in the past, if you have it removed, there's a good chance that it'll come back. And, I mean, have you seen Dr. Pimple Popper? That's one of the shows she talks about removing a sac and to basically to keep it from coming back. So could you just talk about the process a little bit?
Yeah, let me explain. I probably didn't say say it exactly like that. Usually I meant that they would come back someplace else. You get rid of one, you pay the money to do that, and all of a sudden another one pops up. Certain individual animals just have a preponderance to develop those lipomas as they get older. They're harmless. And so that's what I was trying to get at. And what was the other part of your question? Was
No, that actually was it. I guess I that it might come back in that same spot.
Yeah, what I was going to say was there are other types of growths and abscesses and other things that actually create a sac or a membrane, and those do have to be removed because otherwise, like a cyst, that would just keep coming back and filling up again unless you get in there and remove the surrounding barrier. So kind of right there. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you very much.
All right, Vic. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, Frank, isn't Vic a name of the 50s and 60s kind of? It's like, I remember.
Yeah, I don't know too many little babies, toddlers named Vic. I think you're right. I think.
Those old TV shows.
Let's see what we can do in a minute and a half with Kevin. Kevin, in a minute and a half, it's all yours. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Kevin.
And I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you for that. What you got?
I just called to answer your... the question of the day about the white thing and the egg.
And the egg. Open it up. Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, it's called a chelase, and it's a rope-like structure of proteins, and what it does is suspends the yolk in the white to keep it from resting against itself.
How do you know all this?
Well, I would like to say that I studied this in college, but I actually... just did the OK Google thing, and that's what came
out. Well, nothing wrong with that. You find out however you find out. And does that match, Tim, what you said?
Kind of.
Yeah. It's a protein. Yeah. We got that.
Protein, that's the only word in all that we can understand.
And it was
so
French. Yeah. The name was French.
Exactly, but it's not sperm, and it's edible. So you don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Well, Kevin, thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. It's not sperm. And it's edible because we all know sperm is not edible.
Why would your mother think an infant chicken could create sperm?
Because anything that looked like anything disgusting or sexual, she, and it does kind of look like that. Well, Dr. Doug, we've helped a lot of people. Thank you for coming in. We'll do it again next Wednesday. Is that okay? Dr.
Absolutely.
Doug Pernikoff,
everybody.
Your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. And what I'm about to do, a lot of stations screw this up all the time. Here's the way it should be done. The preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Win the world. WinTheWorldSt.Louis.com. We have a good playhouse coming up. I don't know what we're going to do really except for the joke, but I'm just going to tell you it's probably going to be really good. So stay where you are. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590TheFan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The COVID-19 pandemic continues to rage worldwide as case counts are more than 22.2 million. One of the hardest hit states, Florida, has also reached a grim benchmark of 10,000 deaths. The nation